I'm speaking today with Elizabeth Garcia, who is a fellow with Battleground Texas. Tell me, Elizabeth, what exactly is a fellow with Battleground Texas?
Oh, hello, Charles. I'm happy to be talking with you. A fellow with Battleground Texas is, I guess you could say, it's a volunteer job. Just 2 weeks ago, Battleground recruited 200 fellows, and we had our first training session held in Austin. There, they taught us how to work Vote Builder, the online database where we input all our information. They taught us the system for phone banking, for holding house meetings, and then just for holding events around our counties, around the state of Texas, across the state of Texas, to register voters. So pretty much fellows are in charge of doing the groundwork here in Texas in order to register voters and get them out to vote.
Okay. Go ahead, keep going.
Okay, also, I was going to say, so the fellow's job at the end of our six-week term that we get, our job is to leave established in the town or the area where we were assigned, a neighborhood team leader and three community team members. And that way, Battleground plans to develop its network across the entire state of Texas to turn it blue.
And where is it that you're working?
I'm located in the Fort Bend area, and specifically Richmond, Rosenberg, and Sugar Land.
How many other fellows are there in Fort Bend and the surrounding area?
Okay, so in the Fort Bend area, there are three fellows. I'm in charge of those three cities, and then the other two fellows have Missouri City. Now, in just the Houston region, which is a region of the entire state of Texas, there are 30 fellows. So 30 fellows all around Houston, this area. And we hold many events together. We do a lot of voter registration, and it's a good time.
So how has it been going? What has been the response? What has been going on, and how well have you been received by the people you're talking to and working with?
Well, so far I've attended several meetings, like Democratic, or like Harris County Democrats and Fort Bend Democrats, and a lot of meetings, the women Democrats of Fort Bend, and I've attended them, and I've spoken with the membership asking for any volunteers willing to help me out to join my team. And I've noticed that everyone's very receptive, and I'm not even originally from Texas. I'm from Florida, but I came over for the summer to help with Battleground. And I've seen that the people here in Texas are ready to make Texas a Battleground state. We want to get the community involved and engaged in the democratic process. That's our goal. And so far, I've seen from all the phone calls I've had to make for events to recruit volunteers, people are very willing and ready to go out and fight to make Texas win.
So when you make a call for volunteers at one of these meetings, how many people raise their hands?
Well, what I usually do is I give out my number and I receive phone calls. If not, people give me their cards specifically, and then I call them for events. And in the end, all these people, I've seen them several times. I've only been here for 2 weeks. I've seen some people three or four times at different events, at different meetings, so definitely there's a response, a positive response.
Now, I mean, you're going to Democratic clubs and talking to those people, and obviously those are the core people of the Democratic Party, but obviously a big part of Battleground Texas's mission is to expand the core group, you know, to get people involved who haven't been. You know, tell me a little bit about what you're doing there and how that's been going.
Okay, well, the Fort Bend area where I have is the most diverse county in the entire United States. And since I'm Hispanic myself, my goal is to reach the Hispanic community, which is very much disengaged to the political process going on. You know, no one turns out to vote, and that's my overall goal. So what I've done is I've sat down with community leaders, specifically Hispanic community leaders, asking them for names, direct contact information to other young folks. Because I want to recruit a team and members that are willing to turn Texas blue, but that are also willing to work past my time here, because I'm only a fellow for 6 weeks, and then I go back off to college. So pretty much going out to the community, I have plans to go to churches and to register voters there, but also to recruit volunteers, the YMCA, and, you know, just local community areas where I can recruit people who are willing to join my team in Battleground efforts.
Okay. And, I mean, obviously, as you know, of course, this has been kind of an eventful week in Texas politics this past week. You know, with the Supreme Court decisions and, of course, with what was going on in the legislature with Senator Davis's filibuster. Mm-hmm. You know, how have these events had an impact on the people that you're talking to? I mean, are people paying attention to this stuff, and does it get them fired up?
Yes, definitely. I'd say so, for sure, because, I mean, personally, myself, I am obviously very much into politics and into government, so I've always been engaged. But since coming here, I don't get a moment away from politics, because everywhere I go, people are discussing what's going on, the court decisions, you know, what's going on in the Texas legislature. And the thing is, I have friends from all over the country, in Florida, back home, and on Facebook, you see news feeds about what's going on here in Texas. People who don't even live in Texas, but they're following Texas politics, and community members as well. Everyone's taking note of what's going on in the federal government and also what's going on here in the state of Texas. And it's, I'd say, giving a positive response. It's getting people motivated, and I think that when during extreme times or when major decisions, historic moments happen, people are more likely to get involved and to want to do something. So I think that's something good coming out of everything, despite the fact that there's still change that must be made.
Okay. I mean, another thing that's gone on this week, it's almost been, almost been below the radar because of so many other big news stories. But, of course, you know, the Comprehensive Immigration Reform Bill passed in the Senate. That's obviously a big deal. Whatever may happen to it in the House, it's obviously a very big deal.
Yeah.
The conventional wisdom is that, you know, the Republican Party has been alienating Latino voters, Latino citizens, with their harsh rhetoric on immigration and their, the rejection of Obamacare and a whole lot of other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, from your perspective, with what you've been doing with Battleground Texas, as you said, focusing on Latino voters, you know, are folks paying attention to that? How much does this matter to the people you're talking to?
When it comes respective to the Latino community, this immigration bill having passed the Senate floor is a big deal. I know personally it was a big deal, and I think it's a success. The only thing is that I'm realistic about it, and according to all the news that I've seen, and I've been following this bill for much time, the Gang of Eight, it seems like the House isn't even going to want to deal with it, and they're going to be pressured, yes, by the President and by the public to do something about it. But with the majority being Republican, and unfortunately a lot of those representatives being against this type of immigration reform or a path to citizenship, it's hard, and it seems like it may not pass the House. And I hope that isn't true, but I know that I'm hopeful, and I'm expecting, and I'm waiting, like a lot of Latinos all over the country, not just in the state of Texas, you know, waiting hopefully to see what happens in the House, and hopefully something good comes out of it, and something's passed soon.
You know, it seems like one of the barriers in talking to folks who aren't very engaged in politics is that they buy into the idea that the problems are just because, you know, the two parties quarrel and can't get along, and so nothing gets done, and they blame both sides. And you often, you know, that narrative is often fed by the media that wants to, you know, talk about both sides doing this, both sides doing that. How do you break through and help people understand that what's going on now is different, that it's really one party is trying to get stuff done and the other party is just digging its heels in and obstructing it at every opportunity? How do you break through, you know, with folks who are less engaged, less into it than people like you and I are, and get them to understand that?
Well, I think, first of all, what I always do, because I've found many, many people, and I've spoken with many people at voter registration events who are, I guess, ashamed and, quite honestly, so disengaged because they feel like there's no hope. Because, like what you're saying, all it is party politics and nothing else, and that's why nothing gets done. But what I try to say, and I think Battleground's overall efforts, because, I mean, we want to turn Texas blue, yes, But the point is to get the people out there, because it's every citizen's right to vote. It's something that we're given here in the U.S., and we want people to go out to the booth. And to tell them that our vote does count. It counts even in the most, in the smallest ways, it makes a difference, because those that we elect at the local level affect who we vote at the national level as well. And I think what I try to always tell these people that are disheartened and that don't believe what I have to say about the Democratic Party versus the Republican Party and partisan politics, just that if they're so disheartened, it's better not to say, I guess you could say, doing nothing. Doing nothing isn't going to change things. It's when we go out there and voice our opinions, when we call our representatives and tell them that they need to change this, need to change that, that things will actually get done. And if we're so disappointed, and it does just more harm to stay out of the process, to be disengaged. It doesn't do anything for us. So that's why I just try to tell people, you know what, in the smallest ways that you possibly can, do something. And by voting, you're doing something. You're showing that you care, that you want this government, or you want this nation to prosper, and that you have faith that something will happen for the positive, for the good. And, you know, party politics sometimes seem as very disgusting, and people become alienated because they feel like no one's listening to them. And they may not understand that sometimes it's just one party against another, that it refuses to get anything done. But, you know, we have to tell the people that what they say matters, and that even in the smallest ways, if they can do something, they need to do it instead of staying
Well, you're a college student, and as you know, younger voters are also a key part of the, you know, the Democratic alliance, if you will, the core group of people that Democrats want to reach. You know, what's your perspective on this as a younger voter? You know, how do you reach people your age, and how engaged are folks? You know, in that 18 to 29 group?
Yeah, well, I think it's easier to recruit younger volunteers, because for many, you know, it's being active, and this whole idea of activism and making a difference, making a change, I feel is the universal thought that teenagers and young folk like to adopt. And I think that with the Democratic Party, there's this idea of change and moving forward and progressing our country, launching it into a better tomorrow. And I think that alone is what attracts a lot of people to join politics and to join the Democratic side, I guess, to affiliate with us. And I think engaging the younger community is easier. No, I wouldn't say easier, but, you know, we follow what's going on. We are, I guess, we know what's going on in colleges. In my college, I saw this last election cycle in November. During the debates, there were watch parties all over campus. On the election day, there were parties all over campus waiting for the results, the end results. And then there were celebrations everywhere. But not only were there watch parties, but before the election day, there were people going out, college students volunteering throughout the communities, going, knocking on doors, telling people to go and vote. Weeks and months leading before, there were a lot of people going out registering voters. And I feel like that idea, that collective support, and that idea of moving America forward and making a change is what resonates well with the younger community.
You know, there's a lot that's written and said about how younger voters in particular, younger Americans in particular, consume news and gather information differently than, you know, someone of my generation. How good is Battleground Texas at doing that? I mean, that from someone who would be on the receiving end of what they're trying to pitch, you know, how well are they approaching the task of reaching out to younger voters?
I think that that's one of my personal goals as a fellow, to reach out to younger voters, and I'm pretty sure a lot of the other fellows of the 200, well, I at the training session, actually, there were about half the population were college-age students or post-grad students, and I think with that volunteer group, Battleground is doing really well at reaching out, using social media to voice what it has to say. I get emails on a daily basis, but with relevant information. They're never too long with too much, but they have what, I guess they're on point, and that's the point. Battleground tries to be on point with its every single one of its Twitter statements, on Facebook, everything. It just tries to give out the relevant information. And I think that's very important because nowadays we're running on little time. We have to go from one place to another. And so it's always nice to receive, I guess, an update for something that isn't too burdening to read or to go through. And so I think Battleground and the fellows and the volunteers are definitely trying to reach out to the younger community because, honestly, we are the ones that are going to change things in the future, the ones that will be elected officials of the future, the people who will be the ones voting on these issues in the House and the Senate. And so I think we're doing a good job at that.
Okay. And, you know, what ultimately do you want to be able to say you achieved when your 6-week term as a fellow is up?
You know, honestly, myself, what I hope to achieve is that the Fort Bend community, because it has one of the lowest voter turnout in the entire country, in all the state of Texas. My goal is to at least leave an established group of volunteers that are ready to continue to work with Battleground, but also to motivate the community. Because like you said earlier, a lot of people have lost faith, have lost hope in our government, and they prefer not to do anything. My goal is to leave the community inspired and with the realization that what they do matters and that they can do something about the issues surrounding them every day. And hopefully leaving the community with an idea of purpose and with, I guess, an inspiration to continue moving forward and to make this state a battleground state and in the future a blue state.
All right. Elizabeth Garcia, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Okay, thank you.